You are enthroned on high. The only living God, yes, you are. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The holy and faithful God. You are lifted above all universe. And by the name of our Lord Jesus, as we come, Lord, to receive life from you, O Spirit of the living God, let the breath of life be released upon us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. The glory that you have given to us right from the beginning. Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let this glory be recovered. In the name of Jesus. Today, by the name of Jesus, grant us help. Let your help come upon us, that we will recover this. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Can we put our, have our seats? Amen. Once again, let me appreciate the faithfulness of the Lord that has brought us to the fresh month, a new month, a month of blessing, a month of great testimonies, a month of lifting and advancement, a month of shifting. And by the name of the Lord Jesus, your level has changed this month. You are no longer to be pitied. No man will pity you. But men shall celebrate God's faithfulness over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord who rules over all kingdoms, and he reigns over all kingdoms. In the name of Jesus, he will reign over your life. His counsel shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Please turn with me to the book of Psalm 104. First, we are going to blend two things together. We are blending two things together. We are blending. I was just trusting the Lord to grant me help. I was trusting God for a prayer session, and there are also burdens in my heart. So I was looking which way, but I'm just trusting the Lord that he will give us help. We will pray. Then we will share. We will pray. We share. Just for a few minutes. Now I read Psalm 104. I'm reading from verse 7. You who lay the foundations of the heart so that it should not be moved forever, you cover it with me, deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place which you founded them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the heart. He sends the springs into the valleys. Verse 10, they flow among the hills. From verse 5 to 10. If you look into that scripture, you see that it appears there are struggles, conflicts. But in spite of the conflict and the struggle, God's counsel must stand. I say God's counsel must stand. Irrespective of the struggle and counsel, irrespective of the war that is going on in your life, God's counsel must prevail. Or is the devil you want him to prevail? Huh? I thought your amen would be more powerful and more believing than what you are saying. I said God's counsel must prevail. Amen. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God's counsel must stand. Amen. The scripture says, before we talk about the word, where we are going. The scripture says, God laid the foundation of the heart. And when he laid the foundation of the heart, he had a purpose for laying the foundation. He laid the foundation that this heart that I laid, it must not be moved. Nothing must move it. It must not be shaken. It must stand. It must stand. And I pray all that the Lord has spoken concerning your life must stand. It must stand. Irrespective of the wind that has been blowing since January, February. But I have a good news. The wind will cease. Because you are a mountain, you are a rock that cannot be moved. And that wind will just blow alone, but the counsel of the Lord will stand in the name of Jesus. And when he said, he covered it with a deep as with a garment. He covered it with a deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. God did everything that the foundation of the earth will be protected by covering it with a deep. Because no one can discover the foundation of the heart. He did, when he established the foundation, he covered it so that no one will see it. And you know what? The scripture says the water stood above the mountains. And at your rebuke, they fled. Water just rose and decided to stand upon that what the Lord has said and stand. But what happened? The Bible says God rebuked that water. Every water that is standing upon the mountain, upon the glory, the Lord is going to rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. And the voice of your thunder is thin up. And they went up. The water went up. It went up. And when it went up, it came down again. And that is the situation that is many of us are going through. We are going to pray. And we are going to pray. Let me just conclude. They went up over the mountains. They went down to the valleys. Water was just moving, trying to look for a way. You know, this thing must not be revealed. This glory must not be revealed. This thing must not happen. This thing. And because God has spoken, he has spoken. And the scripture says, verse 9, you have set a boundary. There is a boundary that God has set. The enemy cannot cross. He cannot cross. Irrespective of the noise he has been making around your life, he cannot cross a boundary. That boundary cannot be crossed. And you will rise on your feet. I tell a prayer before we begin what we have today. Go to pray now. The month of March must be a different month. It must be a different month. The struggle and, it's a continuation of where we ended on Wednesday. It's a continuation, and we're going to continue. We're going to continue. As many of us that were here on Wednesday, you know what we handled. So you're going to handle some critical issues that the battles that you have been going through that have given you sleepless nights. The battles you are going through that has been giving you sleepless nights. That battles that you hear, you just, things are not moving. And you just wake up in the night, you look as if, what is happening? This thing must change. You're going to cry unto God of mercy. The God of mercy. By the power of the Most High God, that this battle must end now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all the things that are moving up and down, sometimes it will move up. Sometimes it will appear that the battle has ended. Sometimes the thing, something will stir it up again. You want to rise on your feet and cry unto the Lord. Every foundational battle, than every battle that I have made me to go through. Through hardship and difficulty, all the things that I've been struggling with, you got to declare by the name of Jesus, Lord, today, by the covenant of mercy, I prevail upon them. This month I escape from this battle. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I escape from this battle. I break out from this battle. In the name of the Lord Jesus, this foundational battle that stirred himself up in my life at a particular time, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Most High God, today in the name of Jesus, I bring you down to destruction. I bring you down to destruction in the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope you are praying. You are praying by the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, you are praying and crying by unto the Lord of heaven. By the power of the Most High God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we destroy the root and the foundational battle in my life. That every battle that has made me to remain on the same spot, that has made me to remain at the same level, that has not permitted me to go forward this month of March, no, I'm not going to permit you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. The scripture says in the book of Psalm 118, it talks about the gate of righteousness. And the gate of righteousness, once it is open for you, all impossibilities will become possible. Today, we're going to declare every gate of impossibility blocking you. The gates that have been barricaded, that the enemy has used to barricade the affairs of your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, go to declare war against them. Go to break this gate. You're going to break this gate. Impossibility. Gate of impossibility. Gate of impossibility around my destiny, around my life. Gate of impossibility by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, you must collapse. You must collapse by the appearing of Jesus right now, by the power of the Most High God. Every gate of impossibility that has been preventing me from moving forward, that has been preventing me to have understanding of things of the Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I break you. Oh, Psalm 124 verse 4 says, the snare is broken. That snare must be broken. The gate of impossibility must be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. It must be broken.
impossibility, you are broken in the name of Jesus. All the power that is behind this gate, all the gatekeepers, every gatekeeper, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the gatekeepers that are there mounting roadblocks, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we slaughter you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We break your hold. We break your hold. We break your hold. We break your hold. In the name of Jesus, every stone that the enemy has used to block the way, by the power of the Most High God, this month of March is a month of our glory. It's a month of our celebration of God's faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, we break them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You're going to pray this prayer. By the power of the Most High God, you're going to declare that every enemy, that the Lord will silence every enemy of your glory. The Lord will silence them. The Lord will silence them. Go to declare war against the enemy of your glory. Those forces that are contending. The enemy of your glory, you go to declare that, Father, all the enemies of my glory, now they are saying they will not allow this mountain to come to shine, this glory to shine. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare, let them be silenced forever in my life. Let them be silenced forever. Let them be silenced. Let the power of the living God silence them. Let the power of the living God silence them. Let the power of the living God silence them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power of the living God silence them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power of the living God silence them. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, Rimashataya Paria Patoria, Zikataria Basikaria, Zikara Krakata, Marapari Pakazaka Zakaraka, Mekere Borobaka Zikaria Koko Zoproboko, Zikrakataria Bosa, Rikrakatari Mako Zoproboko, Zekere Boboko, Supikere Magosa. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, before we begin to share the word again, go to decree the power that has cut off, the power that has cut you off from your helpers, the power that has cut blessings off from you, the power that has cut breakthrough away from you. You're going to attack that power, and you're going to cry for the power of the Lord to reunite you. The power of the Lord will reunite you to your source of blessing, to your source of blessing and miracle. As many of us that have been cut off, you know, you are dealing with the power that has cut you off. It has cut blessing away from you. And so you see scarcity, and you are experiencing scarcity. You are experiencing failure. You are experiencing disfavor. You are experiencing rejection. All these things because there is a power that cuts things off from you. We're going to cry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every power that has cut off my blessing and miracle, today I bring you under God's judgment and destruction. And the power of the living God, I execute God's judgment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every power that has cut blessing away, that has been making you to experience scarcity of blessing, scarcity of help, scarcity of joy, scarcity of fruitfulness. And he says, you are going to undergo, by the power of the Most High God, you shall, the counsel of the enemy shall be destroyed. Every power that has cut off source of blessing and source of help to your life, to your family. Every time you are never, nobody remember you for blessing. Nobody remember you in the midst of all the people will flow, people will help others, but when it comes to you, there is no help that comes to you. People will help others. When it comes to you, the help will cease. When it comes to you, help will cease. Why? Because there is a power that cut help, that cut it off, and say you are not qualified. It says you are not qualified to be helped. You are not qualified to receive help. You are not qualified to receive assistance. You are not qualified to be given that appointment. You are not qualified to be given this job. You are not qualified to receive this breakthrough by the name of the Lord Jesus. All this power contending by the name of the Lord Jesus. Today we execute God's judgment against you. We bring destruction against your power. We declare by the name of the Lord Jesus. Today all the help of God shall flow in the name of Jesus. We connect to the source of life. We connect to the source of blessing. No more scarcity. No more scarcity of blessing. No more scarcity of joy. No more scarcity of gratefulness. No more scarcity. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus that the power of the Most High God connect you back. Connect you back. Every gap that is between you and your helper, every gap that is between you and your helper. Mercy, bridge the gap. Mercy, 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 bridge the gap. In the name of Jesus. Every gap between you and the source of your joy, by the mercy of the Lord, which is from everlasting to everlasting, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This mercy, be a bridge. In the name of Jesus. Every area of your life that you have been experiencing scarcity, you have been denied, blessings have been held back from you. They've not allowed you. And they've been helping others. They have been helping others. And you've been looking at things. Why? Why is it that they didn't remember you? Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, this month, henceforth, you are going to be the first person to be remembered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please have your seat. Praise God. I'm sorry. It's how I'm being led. So, if it is only a few minutes for the program and for the what we want to share, we're going to share it. But there are other prayer points. Now, we're going to look at 2 Kings chapter 24. 2 Kings chapter 24. I'm reading verse 13. And he carried out from there all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and he cut in pieces all the articles of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had said. Also, he carried into captivity called Jerusalem, and all the captains and all the mighty men of valor, 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None remain except the poorest people of the land. Underline that. And he carried Joachim captive to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wife, his officers, and the mighty of the land. He carried into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. All the valiant men, 7,000 craftsmen, smiths, 1,000, and all who were strong and fit for war, were this king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. We're going to consider what I call protecting your treasure. Protecting your treasure. When there is an invasion, the plan of the invader was not to look for those who are failures. The plan of the devil is not to look for people who have no future, people who have no glory, who have no beauty, nothing. The enemy always targets the best of the best. He always targets. So if you have been going through one thing or the other, it's just because the enemy discovered that you are special. I hope you are following. We observe what happened here. Joachim was a king who rebelled against God. And he did so much evil against God. And God said, okay, I'm going to deal with you. So by the time the Babylonians came to invade the land, they were not looking for the insane people. Neither were they looking for the poor people, the weak. So if the devil does not touch you, it means your life has no value. Or if the devil is not looking for you, it means your life does not carry value. The more valuable your life is, the more you are subject, or you are, you know, you have become a threat to the kingdom of the devil. So when you see someone doing anything, it's because his life has no value. But for a man that carry treasure in him. Oh, you rincon. Because it is treasure is in him, and the enemy does not want the treasure to be made manifest. When Babylonian came and invade Jerusalem, it was this. No, we don't need. We don't need all this nonsense. We don't need all this. Oh, this one is a weak person. We need those who are carrying glory. We need those who are carrying beauty of God. Those who are carrying power of God. And that is why, you see, the Bible, it talks about the youths. The glory. No one talks about the glory of the youth. And you see youths now. You see them, they are under the onslaught of the devil. Serious onslaught. The devil is pursuing them. And that is why you see them doing yahoo yahoo. You will be wondering, why is it that the adults are not carrying yahoo yahoo, not pursuing yahoo yahoo?
are not doing these rituals. It's because, he says, oh, these ones, these young ones, they have special glory. And let me attack them. And you see them, you see more youths now doing so much evil. They are pursuing evil. They are pursuing evil just because of what? The devil is after them to destroy God's treasure in their lives. You shall not be destroyed. I say you shall not be destroyed. You have a treasure in you. Valuable. That God cherish. In other words, God even esteem you. You are a jewel. You are a jewel before God. You are very valuable before the Most High God. Your level is different from other people. So everyone consider you to be important. So you cannot belittle yourself. You cannot belittle yourself and then allow the devil to take over. You have treasure in you. Can you tell someone you have treasure in you? You are a carrier of treasure. You are a carrier of treasure. You are a carrier of treasure. Eh? You are a gem. You are a gem. Tell the person. You are a gem. You are valuable. Don't allow the devil to undervalue you. Don't allow the devil to undervalue you and give you, you know, information that you are not used to. I mean, nothing. Why don't you pursue this? Why don't you, follow this, what the others are doing? No. The devil, he undervalue, he belittles you. He looks for treasures. And once he discovered that this one is having treasures, he begins to look for a way to attack it. But by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every treasure that the enemy has attacked in this assembly, by the name of the Lord Jesus, God of heaven, by his mercy, he will recover it. Amen. That treasure, you shall be recovered from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the treasure that you carry, heaven consider. That is why the scripture says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible talks about what the value, what heaven consider you, that you are a holy people. You are a precious person. You are royal people. You are someone that God, cares for. So whatsoever the devil is saying, it is a lie. I thought but because of our time, let's move on. When you look at treasure, in the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, the scripture talks about how to keep treasure. Bible says, Bible talks about this matter that the kingdom of God is like a treasure that is kept. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that is hidden in a field which a man found and hid, and because of joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field, that field. What does that mean to us? Treasure is to be kept. Not only being kept, is to be preserved. And there is a level of commitment, no sacrifice, that you give to a treasure. A treasure, you keep, you hide, you try to watch upon it. And again, because there is a joy in this treasure, you just decide and say, I must defend this treasure. And when you go to the book of Isaiah, In the book of Isaiah chapter 10, the Bible tells us of a man that missed it. This is Isaiah chapter 10 now. Yeah, let's, no, not before Isaiah chapter 10. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 10, and before Isaiah chapter 39. Let's look at chapter 10 now to buttress what we are saying. Then we come back to 39. Isaiah chapter 10. Let's look, consider 12. Let's see. I'm reading from 12 to 17. That's a long verse. But let me see. Let me see how I can reduce. And now, okay, let me read from... Okay, let me be fast. Therefore, it shall come to pass when the Lord has performed all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, that he will say, I will punish the fruit of the arrogant. Here. Please hear this, what we want to say. I will punish the fruit of the arrogant heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his haughty looks. And look at what Assyria said. King Assyria. By the strength of, who says, by the strength of my hand, I have done it. And by my wisdom, I am prudent. Also, I have removed the boundaries of the people and have robbed their treasuries. And that tells us what the devil does to rob of what? Our treasuries. He robs us. The things that God has placed in us. The valuable things. Life that God has given to us. And the divine purpose, divine plan, divine agenda to rob us of this. And he said, this is what I have come to do. I want to rob them of their treasures. And I have pulled down the inhabitants like a violent man. That's what he was saying that God had. And God said, is that what you are planning for my people? You want to rob them of their treasures. You want to deny them of their blessings. You want to, you know, useless their lives. Make them nothing. And no, and wait, let me do. And my hand, and said, my hand has found, and my hand has found like a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left. You know, he looks for the best, as we put it in the other time. And there was no one who moved his wing, nor opened his mouth with even a peep. In other words, men did not discover that the devil was interested in their treasures. And everybody kept mute. And they were looking. And treasures were being, you know, vandalized in lives. Treasures were being vandalized. Today, you are going to cry unto the Lord. Every vandalism that has gone out, you know, to attack the treasures of God in you. You're going to cry out. You shall not be muted. You shall not be muted against what the Lord has deposited in you. That treasure must come out. This month, that treasures must come out. This month, that treasures must come out. This month, that treasures must come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ezekiah was a man who made a serious error. He wanted to please men. And when he wanted to please men, he took an action that heaven, you know, made him to reject and say, okay, you're going to lose the treasure of God. And what did he do? When you look at Ezekiel chapter 39, the Bible says, Ezekiah, you know, he left and he invited the king, the Babylon. He invited and they came. And he showed them the treasures. Many of us that the enemy has vandalized our treasures is because we have shown the devil what we are carrying. A number of us, we are carrying glory and we reveal it to the devil. We are carrying, you know, treasures are just like egg that must be kept, that must be preserved. Some of us, we are carrying eggs and we are saying, this is egg. See the devil. And the enemy says, bring the egg, and he smash it down. Oh, therefore, some of us, we have exposed the treasures of God in us to the point that we are the one that we have handed over our lives to the kingdom of the enemy. But I have a good news. The God of restoration is alive. I said the God of restoration is alive. Hezekiah made that serious error. And he exposed what was in the temple, the treasure of heaven. The treasure of the kingdom, the treasure of the temple. And he said, Onimi, come and see how beautiful. When the enemy is already searching for treasures, and you are saying, come and see my treasure. Come and see my treasure. And the enemy decided to devastate the treasure. You're going to rise on your feet. You're going to rise on your feet. I said it's a combination of prayer and sharing. We are praying, we are sharing. We are dealing with the treasures of God in us. The treasures of God in us. What God has deposited in us. What God, the divine plan and divine appointment that the Lord has over our lives, that we have delivered to the enemy because of our carelessness, because of our talk, the way we talk. And we say, come and see. Hezekiah did it. And what's the consequence? God said, yes, the enemy that you expose your treasures to is going to come and devour the treasures. And the enemy came and devoured every treasure he had in the temple. You lift your right hand before the Lord and say with me, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you because I am wonderfully and beautifully made. Lord, I'm not just anyone. You created me specially. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, having recognized this, Lord, by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, every area of my life that I've permitted the enemy to take over the treasures that you have deposited in me, please forgive me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would like to talk to the Lord? I don't know where you have opened your mouth to the enemy. You have opened your mouth, the plan and purpose of God over your life. You have opened your mouth. You have opened your mouth to the devil and declare, this is what, this is the dream, this is your aspirations, this is your expectations, these are your dreams, these are your desires, this is what God showed me. Joseph had a dream and he dreamt, and when he dreamed, the enemy would say, So this is what the plan of God for your life. This is what the Lord is planning. And the treasure was attacked. The treasure was attacked. I don't know who you want to say, God, today. All the areas we have handed over, all the treasures that you have planted in me, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
This month I am recovering. In the power of the Most High, I recover them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I recover them. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, by the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Most High God locate. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Wherever the enemy has seized your treasure, all treasures that have been seized, all treasures that have been spoiled, all treasures that have been taken away, all treasures that have been vandalized, you go to cry unto the Lord. Whatsoever that has been seized, my treasures that have been seized, my treasures that have been vandalized, my treasures that have been imprisoned. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I overtake them. I overtake them. The plan and purpose of the Lord concerning my life that the enemy is sitting upon, the counsel of the enemy that the plan and purpose of God that the enemy is sitting upon, we are. The enemy has put his leg and said, "Maybe what will suffer me? Maybe what will suffer me? Maybe oh, kukuma." And he's saying, "Maybe what will suffer? What not what to endure? Are he will sorrow? He will sorrow? He will hand over? Are for kukum? He will suffer? We want to say today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I declare, let the power of the Most High God, Rakata ya pasuka, all those who have the power that has spoiled." That have taken over, that has taken over and stolen, that have stolen what belongs to me. In the name of Jesus, the blessing, the inheritance. In the name of Jesus, the vandals. In the name of Jesus, I take over. In the name of Jesus, I take over. In the name of Jesus, I take over. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This month of March, the Lord is changing your status. Amen. You shall no longer be dislodged. Amen. And all areas where you have been destabilized, the Lord will settle you. Amen. You're going to cry unto heaven. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, as I round up now, you're going to cry, 17 verse 14, The Bible talks of something there. Time is not permitting us as we want to round up. Go to cry unto heaven that the power that may want to prevent me to continue, the power that want to, you know, the enemy is a schemer. It's a smart schemer. It's very smart. He looks at you and say, okay, you want to move. And he schemes again. He is not at rest. And that is why the scripture says, you know, your enemy run to and fro, seeking whom he devours. If there's no time, whether you are small, whether you are young, whether you are adult, there's no time. He's always moving. And, you know, he looks and says, I know where I'm going to discontinue. Go to cry unto heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus, wherever the enemy wants me to discontinue God's, in the path of life, in the path of God's grace, in the path of God's blessing, in the path of the Lord, in the path of fulfilling the plan and purpose of God in this year, in this month, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jehovah, I declare the power that will make me, that want to make me to discontinue, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break it off. I terminate the operation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I will not discontinue from any plan and purpose of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare, let the counsel of the enemy be aborted. Let every agenda of the wicked be terminated. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the plan and purpose, whatsoever that may want to make me to discontinue from enjoying God's grace, from enjoying God's mercy, from enjoying God's blessing, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bring the judgment of the Lord against it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree, in the name of Jesus, I decree release myself. I release for myself. I release for myself from all areas where the enemy wants to prevent me. I shall not discontinue from the path of me going into the treasury of the Lord, fulfilling the treasury of the Lord. Let the treasury of the Lord, let the treasury of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, arise in me. Let every virtue the Lord has planted in me arise in the name of Jesus. This month I shall fulfill God's purpose. This month I shall fulfill God's counsel. This month I shall fulfill God's direction. This month I shall fulfill God's will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Dakeje, udakeje. Dakeje, udakeje. Ogunaye mi udakeje. Jesu lo pala se dakeje. Dakeje.
Dakeje, dakeje, Ogun aye mi, dakeje, Jesu lo palase dakeje, 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 dakeje.
Lift your right hands unto the Lord. In this month of March, every voices and the noises of the devil around you shall keep quiet. The Lord will silence the voice of your adversary. Not only silencing them, the Lord will cease their voice. Every adversarial voice against your life will cease this month in the mighty name of Jesus. This month, anything that the enemy has taken away, he will willingly surrender in the mighty name of Jesus. And whichever he refuses to willingly surrender will be forcefully taken back and given to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You will no longer be a weakling. Amen. The Lord will strengthen you beyond your situation. Amen. The Lord will strengthen you above your challenges. Amen. The Lord will strengthen you above your enemies. Amen. The Lord will strengthen you above your adversaries. In the mighty name of Jesus. No adversarial situation will prevail against you this month. As long as the Lord liveth, as long as the Lord liveth, as long as the Lord liveth, no adversarial situation will prevail against you this month of March 2022, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You will be victorious. Amen. You will be victorious. Amen. You will be triumphant. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for your servant that you use for us. We ask, O Lord God, that Lord, you cause him, O Lord God, to sing the song of triumph. You will lead him above every challenge. And you increase your grace and you are not upon his life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed.